Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're joined in studio by Brandy Merlot, PG&E spokesperson, and Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson. During the first segment, Brandy Merlot with PG&E spoke extensively about the planned power shutoffs that are being planned for this summer across the region and in the event of high fire risk. And I'll move the conversation over to OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. You know, as you heard from Brandy Merlot during the first segment, you know, how is Tuolumne County also kind of collaborating with this effort?
Yeah, so we are working closely with PG&E. Myself and other agency representatives will be notified of a potential public safety power shutoff. And at that point, then we would work in coordination with PG&E to notify our residents here in the county, working with Clark Broadcasting and others to put that information out so that folks can have as much time as possible to prepare. We're also working with PG&E to identify locations for community resource centers. So in the event power is shut off here locally, there PG&E will be setting up some locations during the day that folks can go to with additional information that they can receive there at those centers, as well as some charging stations for some of their small devices. So we're working with them to identify those locations here in Tuolumne County. And then we're also just encouraging our residents as well to make sure that they have their plan in place. You know, we are, like Brandy mentioned, we are accustomed here in the county to losing our power generally because of weather and typically in the wintertime. And so this is going to be a little bit different in the summer with when we think about high temperatures. So we continue to encourage our residents to have plans in place specifically for that temperature piece. And we have information on our county's website, some of PG&E's information as well that folks can go and look at.
And OES Coordinator Peterson, during the month of April, you took part in a number of Motherlode View shows that we had about the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative and looking ahead to the summer season. We're now here in July. We're seeing more and more fires. So what is kind of the latest on the county's efforts when it comes to fire resiliency and protection?
Yes, so we have been doing a lot in the last couple months here. That, as you may recall, the board adopted a plan related to fire safety and community resilience for this initiative that they've taken on for the year. And that plan encompassed three main pillars, you could say. So there was the community education piece, the regulatory advocacy piece, and then the community hardening projects, or just the on-the-ground work. So for community education, we held seven community meetings all throughout the county, and we had over 800 people participate in those. And those were really focused on personal preparedness, what folks can do to empower themselves to be prepared in the event of a fire, wildfire, or otherwise. We also updated our website with a lot of good information about preparedness, including community maps that folks could use to prepare themselves for if they were needing to evacuate, to be familiar with their routes. And then, as you may or may not recall, we also did a test of our emergency notification system here recently. And so we continue to stress the importance for folks to register. If they do not have a landline, they must register their cell phone number with their physical address, not their P.O. box. And then they will be receiving those notifications if and when we push them out due to emergencies like fire. So that's in the community education piece. As far as the on-the-ground projects, we have been working with CAL FIRE Baseline Conservation Camp crews to do roadside chipping along the majority of our major collectors here in the county. And we have worked along Ferretti Road, along Priest Coulterville Road, along Tuolumne Road, Cherokee Road, and many others, and will continue to be ramping up here in the next couple months to make sure that the sides of the roads are clear from debris, our roads can be better used for ingress and egress and evacuations if necessary. And then we, on the regulatory advocacy piece, we have been focusing primarily on the homeowners insurance issue, and that is something that our Board of Supervisors has been extremely sympathetic to and passionate about for years, frankly. This has been an issue here in Tuolumne County since the Rim Fire in 2013. We're starting to see this issue spread more widely with folks having difficulty maintaining their homeowners insurance. And so RCRC, the Rural Counties Representatives of California, they have put together a subcommittee related to insurance, these insurance issues, and are pursuing some changes at the state level. And Supervisor Sherry Brennan was asked to chair that committee. And so she will be continuing the conversation. She has met with the insurance commissioner most recently and is really trying to pursue some of these changes. And so that's the major piece at this point when we look at regulation. But we're also, the board is also going to be looking at other local ordinances that they maybe need to develop, or some things that maybe they need to refine that can help lead to a more safe and resilient community when it comes to fire. So that's a lot of the stuff we have going on.
Much happening. Yeah. And is there a new committee as well that's being developed that community members can apply
thank
for?
Thank you, BJ. Yeah. So there is the Citizens Advisory Group or Citizens Advisory Committee that the board decided or they just realized that we need to have additional citizen input on this fire safety initiative, because we have the task force that meets on a monthly basis, and the task force really looks at, from an agency perspective or the stakeholder perspective, you know, what are our risks and our threats, and how can those be solved. But when we look at community involvement or citizen involvement, you know, our citizens are extremely engaged. We heard about that from the community meetings that PG&E held. You know, our citizens are active and they want to be involved. And so the board has set up a Citizens Advisory Committee, which will offer ideas and input from the public's perspective related to fire safety and community resilience. And they also will work to build community and volunteer engagement and capacity. So when we look at maybe defensible space inspectors, maybe it's gaining more volunteers for that work, or community citizen emergency response teams, or community emergency response teams, I'm sorry, or CERT is what they're called. We have a very active CERT in Twainhart, and we have one at the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. We're working to develop those CERT teams to be all throughout the county, who can help build that resilience during an emergency, but then also after. So those are the types of things that the Citizens Advisory Group are going to speak into. We are looking for the board is looking for a member from each of the representing each of the supervisorial districts, and then two citizens at large as well. And that committee will meet on a monthly basis. And we would love to have folks who are interested. We'd love to have their involvement.
I've heard the board praise the local CERT teams and the desire to have more of those in the community. You know, CERT exactly. What do they do to kind of assist during wildfire response?
Yeah, they can do a variety of things. So they are trained, and they keep their they train themselves ongoing, and they can do they can assist with evacuations. They can assist with all kinds of they can help with running shelters. They can assist with information sharing. They have all kinds of capacity, and it depends, of course, on the specifics of the CERT team. But the Twainhart CERT team in particular, they have a significant capacity to assist with all kinds of emergency response. They really act as additional first responders, you could say, because the idea of a CERT team is that there's one per community, or even one per kind of fire district or fire area, so that when there is an emergency, or in this case fire, in that specific area, the CERT team is there locally. They already live there, and so they can start responding to the emergency immediately.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about fire on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting an update on the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative, as also the PG&E planned power shutoffs as well being implemented this year. Joined in studio this weekend by Liz Peterson, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and PG&E spokesperson Brandy Merlot. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.